ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நம. அப்ரமம் வங்கரயித்தம் அதிடம் விமலம் சதா அனந்ததித்வதலம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷண விசக்ஷண ஜெயசீத்தாகத்தனீர் பாசதாம்னோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தி கஜகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த உருர்பூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத்த சித்தையே தப்போ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜகுருன் வந்தி ஹைக்ரீபதாஷ்யான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய பஜதாம் கல்பவருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதித்வாந்தரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தி வரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்தகுருவே நமோ அச்சிந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமொழி பர்யந்தம் குருநாமாக்தின் ஸ்மரே தேன விக்னாக பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்திய மனோரதாக ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீகுருப்ஷோ நம. ஸோ டுடே வி ஆர் டூயிங் தி இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. ஸோ ஜஸ்ட் சே ருஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட். அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்திர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத சித்தியத்தே ஜபே விநியோக. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு, பூதகிருத் பூதபுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன, பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யஹ புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரயேவச யோகோ யோக விதாம் நேத பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹோ ஸ்ரீமான் கேசவ புருஷோத்தம சர்வ ஷர்வ சிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதிர் நிதிரவிய சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்தா பிரபவ பிரபுரீஸ்வர ஸ்வயம்பூ சம்புராஜ்ய புஷ்கராட்சோ மகாஸ்வன அநாதி தினோ தாத்தா விதாத்தா தாத்துருத்தம. ஹியர் வீ ஹவ் டன் குவைட் அ ஃபியூ மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் தி சர்வசப்த, ஜஸ்ட் லிட்டில் மோர் லெஃப்ட் அவுட் ஃபார் தி சர்வசப்த. ஸோ ஐ ஜஸ்ட் ஃபினிஷ் அப் தட் ஃபார் தி சர்வசப்த. The most popular meaning for sarva is like, you know, sarvaha, sarva, sarvam, you know, everything, that's the only one. But we have seen how with everything itself we can see multiple meanings. And then we also saw quite a few other dhatu rupas or verbal roots and formations by which we can see that sarva shabda. So today we'll cover a little bit leftover things. We just touched upon this before. And so sarvaha means like, you know, sarvamitya kashe. So sarvaha, one who grants everything. So that granting everything, so sarvamitya kashe sarvaha sarva pradatvatu prakuto purushottamaha in Ishamita that comes. So he grants everything means sarvam dadati. So granter of everything. So what does it mean by granter of everything? So normally when we say granter or giver of everything, we think of like a materialist, okay, he gives me this, he gives me that, or somebody gives me this. So all the materialist things are physical things that we think of. So only those things come to our mind. But here is granter of everything means it's not just the physically visible things. For example, just I'll tell you, like opportunity. Any opportunity that in our real life, you see like some opportunities come to us. And for somebody, the opportunity doesn't come. It's not a visible thing. So even like, you know, even in Laukik way, so we say like, you know, a government, it has to give opportunities, like, you know, they have to be equal opportunity for all people. So giver of opportunity. The government can make the law. Rules or whatever, or people can say, okay, let me give the opportunity to all my children. Or so we may resolve in our minds, or the government can resolve and say, okay, well, let us give all the, so legal law point of view government can do, or people in their houses or in a society anywhere, they can think of giving an opportunity as a provider of an opportunity. But still, the opportunity, just because the government gives, like, you know, says, okay, the opportunity for the job. So somebody may not get the opportunity. So government granting is only a law point of view. But actually the opportunity coming to some people, not coming to some people, we can see in the real life that something else governs it. Okay, even if the government is giving the opportunity, all the people do not have, like, you know, okay, equal opportunity for all the people. Are all the people getting the opportunity? No. Only certain section, certain people are getting the opportunity. So making the law or rules is not enough. The giver, the opportunity that comes to people, it is something beyond our comprehension. I mean, we can't even imagine how the opportunities come to some and how the opportunities do not come to some. So this giving is not just a physical things or giving joy or giving happiness and all this, but giving an opportunity. This is just an example. So not only physical objects, but something that we cannot see, that granting capability is there only for the Paramatma. Like, you know, nobody else, like, you know, okay, devatas, they're giving, but they're giving with the permission, with the allowance from Paramatma. So finally, the ultimate decision comes from Paramatma. So devatas, they just obey the commands of Paramatma. So they may also give the opportunity, just like the government giving the opportunity. Government says it gives the opportunity as an intermittent entity. So through government, the Lord gives. Like that, what is beyond the government? That's what. So same way when devatas, other Abhimani devatas, give an avakasha, opportunity, it is looks as if, okay, devatas are giving, but whatever is beyond the devatas, so, okay, even after devatas grant the opportunity, still somebody doesn't have the opportunity. So the Abhimani devatas are granting, and still somebody doesn't have the opportunity. The Abhimani devatas also can be overridden by Paramatma. So he can override even the Abhimani Devata. So he stands beyond all the people that we can see. He stands beyond, like, you know, the ruling entities like a government or any organization, the ruling entities. He stands beyond the Devatas, all the Abhimani Devatas, and whatever they cannot do, he stands beyond them and he can override. So he is like the ultimate giver of opportunity. That's one example. Same way, Papa Punya, like, you know, the Punya, somebody, okay, I do this, I get a Punya, I do this, I get a Papa. We take it for granted, but really the Papa and Punya coming to somebody because of the good act or bad act, okay, does a bad act, he gets a Papa, does a good act, a Punya, it's not like an auto, because they're Jada, they're, even Papa Punya are Jadas. So the Papa Punya giver is Paramatma. See, he grants the Papa or Punya for actions. So that way, he is the grantor of the invisible things, like not only opportunity, but Papa Punya. And then he's a grantor of, like you say, oh, something, you know, I got an instinct, or some intuition came. We say, oh, the intuition came. The intuition, he is the giver of the intuition. So intuition is always natural. Oh, intuition comes. How does it come, the intuition? Oh, it just comes, just like that. We take it for granted. But the intuition comes because he gives the intuition. So he is grantor of the intuition. So this is something beyond our, okay, I want to get intuition. Do we get the giving of the intuition or obtaining the intuition? It is not in our hands. So the intuition giver, even that is Paramatma. So something that is incomprehensible or beyond our imagination, that intuition he gives. And we say dharma buddhi. Somebody says, okay, this is dharma, this is a dharma. That dharma buddhi comes, thinking of proper dharma buddhi, that again Paramatma gives that, being inside, okay, this is dharma, this is good, so this is not dharma. So this dharma buddhi he gives. So this grantor of dharma buddhi again is Paramatma. That is something beyond any humans or beyond any devatas. So he gives that dharma buddhi. Are, okay, the awareness that this is dharma, this is not dharma, that thing only Paramatma gives. And something that is like, for example, compassion. We say, I get compassion. So the giver of the compassion, oh, it's natural, it comes. But we take it for granted, the compassion comes. But it doesn't come on its own. Paramatma gives that sense of compassion, the compassion comes. So he is the giver of the compassion. So like this, if actually I'm just giving these are examples, but imagine all apart from the physical entities, the ones that are unseen by us, the invisible things, so many things that are not even comprehensible by us, all those things are also driven, given, controlled, and completely taken care of by him. He is the one who gives, grantor. So that's why here we say sarvapradatva is not just a physical like wealth or things, but even a happiness. Like suppose we say, okay, something is there, we get happiness. Oh, if that happens, I get happy. Like we eat a sweet. We like that sweet, we feel happy. Suppose we don't like something, we eat it, we feel very, we don't say, nah, and we don't like it. But that like and dislikes, he gives that like and dislike, because the same food item, for someone it will make happy, for someone else it makes sad. We take it for granted, likings and dislikings. But liking and disliking, it is given by him. He gives that feelings of like. So in general, every feeling, everything that's beyond our comprehension, all that is granted by him. So he is the giver. So this is something extraordinary. So that's why he is giver of everything, means not just the physical things, but so many incomprehensible things, so many beyond our imagination, they are also given by him. He is the grantor of that. So that is Sarva Shabda. And then the Shabda Sarva, if we take, this is Vedakhya, so Vachitaya Vedakhya Rava Sahitatvat Saravaha, Saravaha Eva Sarvaha Nirvachanatat Refa Uttara Akara Lopaha. That means Sarava. Rava means we saw like sound, dhvani. So ravas are dhvanis are sounds. But the sounds that are there in Vedas, for example, Vedakhyarava. So the rava are the sound that means every sound, every, not only the word, every word in Veda, every sentence in Veda, but every sound in Veda also describes Paramatma. So imagine like, just the words of Vedas and the sentences of Vedas describing Paramatma, we can comprehend. Imagine that the sound, that means, suppose we say, Bhur Bhuvaswaha, that Bhur Bhuvaswaha, that sound, that whatever sound comes, the words describing Paramatma, the sentences describing Paramatma is one thing. But the sounds, even the sounds describe Paramatma, just like the sound of a wave, the sound of the ocean, the sounds that we see, the wind blowing sound, all those describe Paramatma. That's why in Pratisankalpa Gadhya Raghavan Swami says, Laukika Vaidika Bheda Bhinna Varnatmaka Dhvanyatmaka. So dhvanis, that means the sounds, all the sounds also describe Paramatma. So it says, all the sounds, and in their primary sense, they describe Paramatma. That is what is indicated by the word Saravaha. That is Ravena Sahita, like Salakshmanaha, Lakshmanena Sahitaha. Like that, when we say Sasita, Sitaya Sahitaha, like that Saravaha, Ravena Sahitaha Saravaha. So that Saravaha is there, but Saravaha, how can it become Sarvaha? Sa-sa-ra-va-ha-u-aha. So there are six letters in Saravaha. S plus A, R plus A, V plus Aha. Saravaha. So out of the six letters, the Akara after R, that means Ravaha, like when you say Saravaha, Saravaha, if you say fast, Saravaha, 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 you hear the sound Saravaha. So the Saravaha becomes Saravaha when you keep on Saravaha, 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 Saravaha. So that rakara, because of the dhvani rules of the sound, the second rakara, the first vowel always is retained. If you take any word with three vowels, not any word, but a lot of words, with three letter words, we say fast, the first and the third, last, the first and the third vowels, they are retained because you're starting with sa. So you say that with effort, you say sa. And you end with vaha, so that also you say with effort. The in-between one gets kind of a silenced out. So it becomes sarvaha, 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 sarvaha. So that sarvaha, akara lopa happens. That means akara a after r, it gets what you call intermingled, or it gets subsided. It gets removed in a fast reciting. So that sarvaha and sarvaha, they become synonymous. So that's why saravaha is sarvaha, is dhvani sahita. So ravena sahitaha sarvaha. So the sarva shabda will also mean one who is described by all the sounds. not only in Vedas. Of course, one meaning we can take all the sounds in Vedas. Then all the sounds in Laukika, Vaidika, Bheda, Bhinna, Varnatmaka. All the letters and words in Laukika, all the letters and words in Vedas, all the sounds in Vedas and all the sounds in Laukika. So Saravaha, all the sounds in Vedas describe Paramatma is one meaning. Saravaha, all the sounds in Laukika, that means in the worldly existence, they also describe Paramatma. That's why also is Saravaha. So Saravaha, one for Veda, Rava, Pratipadya. The other one is Laukika, Rava, Pratipadya. One who is propounded by the sounds in Vedas, one who is propounded by the sounds in worldly behavior or worldly vyavahara. So that is also Saravaha. So both are Saravaha. So this is another meaning. And Sarva, so the Vyaktitva, that means the personality of each person, it is driven by Paramatma, and the sadhana that we do, it helps us to understand Paramatma. So a lot of people, they object, hey, why does your Paramatma expect all the people to praise him? So this is one of the objections. People say, we know all the Vishnu Sahasranama that we are doing, it looks as if our goal is just to praise Paramatma. No, that is not the goal at all. Our goal is to understand Paramatma. The process of understanding, it may seem that we are praising him, but the real, what is a funny part is, we can never praise him, because no matter how much we describe him, it is only a very minute portion of what he is doing. So our effort to understand him may look like we are praising him, but we are not at all praising him, one thing. Second thing, Paramatma wants us to praise him. People will criticize us this way, but it's not at all, because he doesn't care. He is like happy all by himself. He has infinite joy. He doesn't even bother care whether we praise him or not. It doesn't make any difference for him. So he's not expecting all the creatures in the world should come and praise him. The sounds, that's why I said Sarvaha, all the sounds automatically praise him. Even if we don't say anything, if we speak some worldly matters also, it praises him, but we don't get any punya because we are not thinking about God. So our understanding of God, as it increases, it gives us benefit to us. I mean, the benefit is only to us. So we are not praising God. He is not getting benefited. All our this understanding of God is not meant to praise him, but is only meant to understand him. What is that like? How come his glory is so great? So that increases our respect for him or bhakti for him. It makes us raise on our own plane, our personality. That's why the sadhana, when do we get moksha? A lot of people, you know, get this doubt. So Gita Krishna says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevaha sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabaha. So this, it is very difficult to get hold of a person who really revels. Always, you know, all I want is to think of Paramatma. This kind of revelation is not easy to get. So it's very difficult to find a person who does that. And for us, doing this sadhana, janma after janma, life after life, life after life, it makes us get closer to Paramatma. So our understanding of Paramatma makes us go closer and closer to Paramatma. That is how we reach him finally. So our goal is to reach him. That is the way we are trying to understand him. So that is the purpose of the whole exercise. The whole sadhana purpose is trying to understand him, trying to reach him. So that may happen over several janmas, but still that is our ultimate goal. That's why the Sarva Shabda is actually very good for our sadhana, because that really explains us how Vasudeva or Paramatma is Sarva Shabda Vachya. That means whatever we tell about him is very, very, very little. It is insignificantly smaller than what exactly he is. That's why that Sarva Shabda is so important. And then another Sarvaha means Sarva Gatatvat Sarvaha. See, the interesting part is the Sarva means Sarvatra, in every place, everywhere, everything, every object, everything that's there. But there is another verbal form, sarva, sarvati, gachari, like now, sarva gatav, sarva verbal form. That means not only in all, like sarvatra, all places, that is a avyaya or indeclinable. We call it like indeclinable or avyaya in grammar. That means it doesn't take the genders or any variations. It doesn't matter what you say, sarvatra, when you say, doesn't masculine or feminine gender, singular, plural, past, present, future tense, no matter where, whatever the usage is, you use sarvatra. So sarvatra as an avyaya, we call it in Sanskrit avyaya. Avyaya means vyaya is not there. It is indeclinable. That means it does not take any mutation, no change in the word. Wherever you use the word sarvatra, sarvatra gachati, sarvatra karoti, sarvatra, sarvatra everywhere. English also, everywhere means it doesn't change. Everywhere is same. Everywhere is like we call in English also, it's indeclinable. So that sarvatra is indeclinable, we understand. There is a verb, sarvati, sarvatra, sarva means the verbal root, sarva means gachati, sarva. So sarva gatav, from that sarva came. Sarvati, sarva is the root and it becomes sarva. Sarvati gachati. So sarvatra gachati iti sarvaha. So this is very interesting variation. That means we are using sarva as a verb to describe Paramatma. He goes, he is everywhere. He goes everywhere. He present everywhere. So sarva vyapakatva, that vyapakatva shakti is indicated by the word sarva. Sarva means one who goes everywhere, gatav. So who goes everywhere, or sarva jnana. So gati, gati means gati jnana, gati gamana jnana. Going is vyapakatva. And then we have another thing, what is called knowing. Go and know, both are like, you know, to know is to go, like, you know, people they say, like, you know, because you go somewhere, you know, whatever it is. So that going and knowing have pretty close relationship. So this sarva, so sarvatra gachati sarvagatatva, that is indicated by sarva. Sarva jnana knows everything, that's also indicated by sarva. This is through the verbal form of sarva, not through the popular meaning. Everything, every, not that popular meaning, but going and knowing through the verbal forms, the sarva can be understood. And then another verbal understanding of sarva. Sarva means here, pralaye sarvan sarvati hinastiti sarvaha sarva himsayam. So that sarva himsayam becomes sarva. That means as a verbal form, what happens is roots, though they have sarva gatav, sarva himsayam, when they get into a verbal variation, it becomes sarva. Sarvati means hinasti. Sarvan sarvati hinasti. That means destroying everything. One who destroys everything. What do you mean God destroys everything? Means in samhara kala, in pralaya kala, at the time of deluge, when the yuganta pralaya comes, there paramatma or kalpanta pralaya paramatma, he destroys everything. So sarvam, sarvan, sarvati, sarvan, everything, sarvati, hinasti. Hinasti means make them, wipe off, wiping them off, destroying them. So samhara, sarva samharaka, in that meaning, he is called sarvaha. So here also that sarva is used to as a verb. One who does the samhara, of that samhara shabda is coming from sarva. Everything is there taken as a adhyahara, but sarvati, samharati, hinasti. So one who destroys everything, the destroy is coming from the word sarva. So just as knowing, going is coming from the word sarva, destroying also comes from the word sarva. So sarvan, sarvati, hinasti, that sarvati, hinasti, from that the sarva has come. So this way you can imagine the role of Paramatma. We know that everywhere he is there, but how he does, what he does, the way he does, and this is what actually we are trying to understand. And this word sarva is very helpful for us in our understanding of Paramatma, in our realizing the all supremacy of Paramatma. This is the ultimate goal, and that is accomplished by the word sarva. And this sarva shabda meditating upon that, thinking about the Paramatma, that means his presence in all our activities, physically, behind scene, everywhere, that is what is the ultimate goal of realizing this meaning of the word Sarva. So here I'll pass so that any questions are there, feel free to ask the questions. I think with this, the Sarva definition of the word is coming to the conclusion. And next class, we'll talk about Sarvaha, so the next word. So here I pass. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. If any questions are there, you can feel free to ask the questions.